here with Russ Bearable. He does the Universal Sound Gardens. Russ, I'd like for you to go ahead and explain what's going on with that. Now, I love your harp playing there. And usually on these podcasts, I've been going ahead and doing the music at the beginning, but I just loved your harp playing so much, we just had to start this one with yours. And by the way, I'm your host, Michael Riversong, on the Tesla Tech podcast series. So, Russ, what is it that you're doing with these Universal Sound Gardens?
Well, the Universal Sound Garden is a large-scale outdoor soundscape. It's an interactive soundscape that's very harmonically and user-friendly. It's designed using there's 10 wind harps in the sound garden, and they're positioned within the garden using all the designs and all the harps in the garden are designed using the principles of sacred geometry. And there's three pods of these different wind harp designs in the garden. And as you walk into this outdoor soundscape, you can meander through the garden and go into these different pods of wind harps each pod has its own geometrical shape, or I call it its own sonic geometry. And as the wind blows through these harps, they create harmonic overtones. And the frequency of these harmonics is a direct function of the velocity of the wind. So as the wind changes its speed and direction, you're getting these different harmonic envelopes of sound moving up and down very dynamically with the wind speed. And so it's a very it's a very experiential. One of the main components in the garden is water. There's a huge fountain in the middle of the garden, and water's cascading down three different directions throughout the garden. Towards the perimeter of the garden, it's another large body of water. So. Everything that we've learned in the last several years with Dr. Moda's work on water and how water communicates with itself, and water is found to be the most sensitive medium to store vibrational memory. Water is the perfect medium to bring into the garden with the wind harps, because it is a very receptive and sensitive medium to hold the vibrational songs that are being generated by the wind harp as the wind blows through the strings.
That's something that the ancient Greeks used to do, and I see it as a superior type of environmental enhancement. There's one term you used in there that I find of interest. That's sacred geometry. Because I see that term used in many different contexts these days. And I'd like to get your opinion of exactly what is sacred geometry.
Well, my understanding of sacred geometry is it's obviously it's geometry, which are, the different shapes the five geometrical shapes that I use and I consider sacred geometry are the cube, the octahedron, the tetrahedron, the icosahedron, and the dodecahedron. Those five geometries are the geometries that I use to build the wind harps out of. And I think the term sacred is used in the context of meaning that these are repeatable forms that can be found throughout all of nature, and all of our three-dimensional universe is basically composed, all the crystalline structure of rocks and minerals and the structure of molecules in the plant kingdom. And if you looked at all the things under a microscope on a cellular level, you would see these different geometrical patterns. These five platonic solids are basically the set of shapes, of geometrical shapes that comprise all inorganic and organic matter in our third-dimensional universe. So it's It's a core fundamental geometrical model that describes our physical universe.
What you're saying here is parallel to the material in Synergetics by Buckminster Fuller, which is a book I'm constantly promoting and encouraging people to study. Are you familiar with that work?
I'm familiar with Buckminster Fuller and the Bucky domes and stuff like that, and yeah, definitely.
Yeah, in Synergetics he gets very deep into these shapes and how they, as you said, they build up all of physical universe material.
Right.
And it's a very interesting study in itself.
Well, the other thing that turned me on to sacred geometry was after I first started building the harps, the first harp I built was the Odyssey, which is the double four-sided pyramid. And that was, I built that as a result of my experience of going to the pyramids in Egypt when I was in my 20s and hanging out in the King's Chamber and sitting on top of the Great Pyramid. And then I got into studying pyramid energy, and that led to sacred geometry, of course. But when you look at the human body, the ratios of our body, the length of the hand to the length of the arm, you know, the number of vertebrae in our spine, the whole proportional structure of the human body are designed using golden mean proportions, which is sacred geometry is all about.
Right.
The golden mean.
And of course, this is something that Pythagoras also covered in his work.
Right.
And has been covered by many mathematicians from many different angles over history. And of course, Pythagoras, for listeners who aren't familiar with this series, was the person who put together our entire system of musical scales.
Right.
The seven modes that are used all over. Now this system has become so effective that it's in every country in the world, where at one time it was just confined to a little tiny part of Greece.
Right, yeah.
And there we get back to Greece, because I get this feeling from your gardens, even though that the sculptures look beautifully modernistic in some ways, and yet they date back to that Greek sensibility as well. They have this kind of parallel feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Something I really love about the photos I see of your gardens.
It sort of looks like a Greek amphitheater or something. You see, you know, the pyramid, or even way back. To me, they're ancient, yet they're very, you know, they're very futuristic. When I very first heard my very first wind harp, I was sitting out beside a lake playing the folk harp, and the wind came up and sang and blew through the strings in the folk harp, and I heard this angelic sound, and to me the experience was, wow, what is that sound? It's like, this is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard, and it was like, I'd never heard it before, yet it was strangely familiar. It's like, I know this sound.
And it only comes about with wind coming through a harp. One thing that's interesting is it has some of the same characteristics as the sounds of Tibetan bells. And an interesting aspect of that is that it was discovered that bell tones like that can actually erase pain.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of
harmonics.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sound is just, I mean, that's what the ancients used to heal and to balance. You know, that's what they had. That was their medicine, the sound.
That was a very big part of it. Yeah. And it wasn't perfect at that time, but at this time, we have the opportunity, I think, to build, well, you might say, synergistic structures like your garden. I could imagine being a part of a healing center, something I want to promote.
Right.
We do have to kind of wrap this up.
Okay.
You have pictures of these on the web somewhere?
Yes, I do. Well, the website is www.soundscapesinternational.com. All one long word, no spaces. Soundscapesinternational.com. And you can contact me there on the contact page. It's got a nice overview of geometry and harmonics and wind harps.
And I'd love it if you'd kind of take us out with a little more of your beautiful harp music.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.